chapter number 1. We're going to begin in verse number 1, but we're going to go to verse number 4. And I'm going to preach on verse number 4 tonight, that joy cometh. Tonight, if you don't have no joy, it's because there's some things in your life that needs to be lined up. I thank God for the ones that are standing tonight. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. And the Bible says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, and which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Father, I love you. I thank you for this day. I thank you for the very many blessings. I thank you for the ones in here tonight, Father. Lord, I pray when we walk out of this place that our joy be full, Father. I'm just full of joy tonight, Father, bubbling over. Lord God, I ask you tonight to search my heart, search the heart of these people. Lord God, tonight, for whoever it may be sitting there holding on to the pew tonight, Father, I pray they let go and they get to where you're at. Father, that's where we get true joy, when we get in your presence, we get in your power, and we get in what you've called us to do. Father, I love you and I thank you. Guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Let it be all about you and nothing about me. I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated. As we come tonight, as we know this morning, he said, I'm an eyewitness of the joy. And I want you to get that tonight, the joy that was in John's life. John wrote that our joy may be full. As a witness, he knew what the joy of the Lord is. You know, tonight, the joy of the Lord is not happiness, but it is joy tonight. It's no matter what comes your way, what circumstances come your way, what you face, that your joy may remain full. And tonight, as we get there and we look, the Lord Jesus never meant for us to walk around. Was that another whistle? Was that another whistle? They may have accidentally whistled it. Look at them grinning over there. We've had a horn. And we've had a whistle. What do you think about that tonight? I know you think I'm crazy. I ask you tonight, where's your joy at tonight? You know, tonight your joy does not lie in you. Your joy does not lie in what you have, what you've obtained. But your joy lies tonight in Christ Jesus. You've heard a horn. You've heard a whistle. But I want you to know tonight there's going to come a day that the trumpet's going to blow. And only those that are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ will enter into His eternal glory. And tonight I want you to know, when that time comes in your life, you ought to have joy, and you ought to have it full in your life. Tonight I want to give this to you tonight. Ooh, glory to Jesus. How do we get our joy full? How do you get your joy full tonight? I'm going to ask you that question tonight. How does your joy get full tonight? How do you get joy tonight? I want you to think about that. How do you get your joy full tonight? How do you get full of that joy tonight and what God has called you to do? Well, I want to show you four areas in the Word of God tonight that if you're not full of joy tonight, you can get this. Look what he says tonight in verse number 4. And these things write we unto you, that your joy, it might not be, but that it may be full. Tonight, I want you to know, you don't have to walk around with your joy half full or empty tonight. You know what? The Lord Jesus Christ, He does not want us to walk around half full of joy. He wants us to walk around with full of joy. Amen? And tonight, I want you to know, as we read this tonight, number one, I want you to turn with me to John chapter number 15 and verse number 11. Joy comes from the Word of God tonight. Joy comes from the Word of God tonight. John chapter number 15 and verse number 11 tonight. I want you to ask yourself this question tonight. Do I have joy tonight in the Word of God? When I hear the Word of God preach, when I listen to the Word of God, when I read the Word of God, do I have joy when I do them things? Tonight the Bible says, In John chapter number 15 and verse number 11, the Bible says, "These things have I spoken unto you." What has He spoken? He's spoken the Word of God. "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Tonight as we come, we understand that our joy comes from the Word of God. But as I read that text tonight, I realize tonight that that joy that I'm talking about tonight, that comes in a person's life, that joy is of the Lord. He said that my joy might remain in you. Tonight I want to ask you a question. When you hear about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you get to that place in your life, and you understand what God has done for you, what kind of joy do you have? I don't know about you, but I get excited. Man, I get excited knowing what God's done in my life, the joy He's put down inside of me. I want you to know, even in a bad day, I want you to know the worst day that I have of being a born-again believer is better than the best day I had when I was lost, dying, going to hell. I want you to know, when I was lost, I never had joy. I only had happiness, and my happiness only lasted by every circumstance that come my way. But when I met Jesus Christ and I got into His Word, there's a joy that has took my life over. And friends, tonight He says that the joy comes from the Word of God. That joy is the Lord's. But I see something else, that joy is not limited. It's not limited to how much joy you can get. Look what He says tonight. He said that your joy might be full. What does He want to do tonight? He wants to open the windows of heaven up, and He wants to fill you full of joy tonight. I don't know about you, but in my life, I want my life to be full of joy. And the only place my joy is going to come from, it's going to come from the Lord. Amen? Because it is His joy. And I ask for His joy. If you come in this place, and it's always doom and gloom, and it's always like that, you know what you'll do? It won't be long. It'll suck your joy down. Hey, if you come in here and all you ever hear is, "We need prayer for this and we need prayer for that," and there's no praise reports, hey, what kind of God do we serve? I got good news tonight for Satan. Amen. Hey, it ain't all troubles. Hey, it ain't all doom and gloom. Hey, there is some joy in my life. Amen. Hey, there is joy in my life tonight, and I thank God for that. When I read that book and I understand that we're not losers but we're winners, I don't know about you, but that sends joy in my life. Amen. He says tonight that joy comes from the Word of God tonight. That joy is the Lord's, and that joy is not limitless. But I want to give you something else tonight. Number two tonight. Number one, joy comes from the Word of God. But number two tonight, and here's where you can read the Word of God and get a little bit of joy. But if you're going to have joy and you're going to have it in your life, number two, the joy of the Lord, it comes from this. The joy that's in your life, it's going to come from salvation tonight. A lost man's not going to have joy of the Lord tonight unless he gets born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is no joy in his life. There may be happiness, but there is no joy. Amen? There might be happiness, but there is no joy. You might be happy one minute and sad the next, but I'm talking about the joy of the Lord. Number one, it comes from the Word of God, and number two, it comes from salvation. How do we get saved? The Bible says in the book of Peter that by the written word tonight, it is that seed tonight. It is that planted seed tonight. It's the one that produces that life in us tonight. But I want to give you this tonight. He says the joy comes from God's salvation. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter number 12 and verse number 3, if you will, tonight. We're talking about the joy comes from God, and it's His salvation tonight. I got good news tonight. I'm excited about this. You know what? My salvation does not rely on me. Come on, hello. Hey, you know what? Tonight, my salvation is laid up over yonder. It's laid up in heaven tonight. Look what He says tonight in Isaiah chapter number 12 and verse number 3 tonight. The joy comes from God's salvation tonight. Look what the Bible says. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw. Tonight, you know what? When you get saved, there's something you can draw on tonight. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. You know, tonight He said that in the plural. He said the wells of salvation. There's something you can dig from tonight. Amen. Hey, there's something you can draw from tonight. And I see in this text tonight in Isaiah, when we get to that place and the joy comes from God's salvation tonight, that salvation that He saved you. Man, what a joy that is tonight, knowing that I'm not going to hell, but I'm going to heaven. Can I get an amen? Hey, I don't know what this life's going to bring, but I know this, that my salvation is secure in Jesus Christ. I know that tonight. I couldn't do nothing to save myself. I could not do nothing but accept the already plan and the person of Jesus Christ. He says tonight, look at this in Isaiah 12, 3. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. You start drawing out of that well of salvation. You know what? When you get saved, that ain't all it is to it. Did you know that? When you got saved, that ain't all it is to it. There are some things that you can draw out of that well of salvation. Now, if you're not saved, you can't draw these out. If you're lost, you can't draw these things out. But it don't matter how long you've been saved, you can draw out of these wells. Let me give you a few wells right here tonight that I see in Isaiah chapter number 12 and verse number 2, if you will. One well I see tonight, he says, "Behold, God is my salvation." So I see tonight it's a well of salvation tonight. Man, that gives me joy, don't it, you? Gives me joy. Number two tonight, let me give you this. He said, "I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah," the second well I see tonight, "is my strength." If you're weak tonight, there's a well you can draw out of, and that's that well of strength tonight. You can draw strength from that well. Not only is it salvation there, but it's strength there. But let me show you this on down there in verse number 5. Not only can you draw salvation from that well, not only can you draw strength from that well, hey, but you can draw a song from that well, amen? Oh, glory. Look what he says. "Sing unto the Lord, for he had done excellent things. This is known in all the earth." But I see something else there's a well of. And this is, I like this. And this is what a lot of Baptists has lost. There's a shout you can draw out of a well. Amen. Look what he says. Verse number 6, "Cry out and shout to the Lord." Shout to the Lord. He says tonight that joy comes from the Word of God and joy comes from God's salvation tonight. "Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of these wells of salvation tonight." You know, you can't live the Christian life in your own strength. If you're trying to do that, you might as well just give up and get out, because I want you to know that you'll never do it. You're going to have to draw from that well of salvation to get strength. Tonight, if you want to muster up a song to sing and you can't do it on your own, you're going to have to get that song out of that well of salvation tonight. Hey, if you're going to shout tonight and you're going to shout till the Lord comes, it's going to have to be from that well of salvation tonight. Can I get an amen? But I see something else tonight, and I want to share this with you. John said, "I'm an eyewitness that you can trust." Number one, the joy comes from the Word of God. Number two, the joy comes from God's salvation. But number three tonight, and this is where I really want to hammer down, is joy comes from knowing your name is written in heaven. That your name is written in heaven. We overlook that. We try to perform to be a Christian. You can't perform to be a child of God. Your performance is going to get you nowhere, Brother Connor. The song you sung, where's he at? There he is, hey, Brother Connor. That performance is going to get you nowhere. What's going to get you to heaven? The person, Jesus Christ. Let me show you this. Luke chapter number 10 and verse number 20. We're talking about joy coming. Joy cometh from when I read the Word of God. And when I read the Word of God, I've been born again. I have joy in the salvation of the Lord. And now I have joy knowing that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It is written in heaven today. He said, "Lay up your treasures where moth and rust and the thief won't steal." What did I lay up in heaven? What's the first thing I laid up in heaven? My salvation. Now I'm going to ask you this. I want you to think, can Satan get to heaven? Can Satan get to the throne of God? No. Why, Lord, no. Why, Lord, no, he can't. Let me give you this tonight. I'm telling you the truth tonight. Look what he says in Luke chapter number 10 and verse number 20. A lot of people talks about the power that's on somebody. Man, I've seen people, I thought that was under the anointing. I thought they was under the power, but Jesus said, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Hey, we've cast out demons in thy name. Hey, we've healed the sick in thy name. He said, "Depart from me, I never knew you." But let me show you what he said to really joy about and get excited about, that your name's written in heaven. Whoa, glory, ain't that good? Are you glad your name's written in heaven? Man, I'm glad. Well, if you don't perform, you're going to lose it. The man telling you you're going to lose it is the man that's never lost it. He's never lost his, but you can lose yours, and you can lose yours, and I can lose mine. My joy don't come from knowing I can lose something. Listen to me tonight. My joy is this, knowing that it's secure tonight. Knowing that what God has saved me from, what he has delivered me from, the walk he's put in me, the talk he's put in me, the life he's given me to live is in Christ Jesus. I'm a new man in Christ Jesus. I want you to get this tonight. In the book of Luke here, he says, don't be bragging over the power that I have, but that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You know what? It's the Lamb's Book. You know when it's in the Lamb's Book, you know what it is written with by the Lamb's blood. You ain't shed your blood and I ain't shed my blood for salvation. He shed his blood. Let me show you this tonight in the book, if you will. I love the book of John, don't you, 1 John? As we just, he says, my joy might be full. Look at Luke, if you will, tonight. Luke chapter number 10 and verse number 9. Let's go to verse 18. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. It's Jesus talking. He said, I seen, he fell from heaven. I seen him fall. You know who kicked him out? The same one saved my soul. Behold, he said, I want you to look at this. Verse 19, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. You got power and I got power as a born-again believer. Hey, I want you to know the enemy ain't got nothing on you tonight. Greater is he that is in you than he's in the world. You rebuke that enemy. He cannot stay at the name of Jesus Christ. He's got to flee. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. You say, man, that gives me joy. I know that. And Jesus said, as good as that is, that ain't true joy. That's not true joy. That's not true joy. Folks, listen to me tonight. If you want joy tonight, it's when you lay on that pillow, you lay your head down tonight, and you say, Lord God, I love you. I may have messed up this day. I may not have done all you've called me to do. But I thank you that I'm your child. And when you close them eyes, if you don't wake up in the morning, you know you have a home in heaven, not by what you've done, but by the blood of Jesus Christ. You want joy, that gives you joy. That gives you joy. If you're working to get to heaven, you ain't got a bit of joy. You've worked yourself to death, and the work's done been done on the cross. You've worked yourself to death, the work's done been done on the cross. Let me give you this tonight. He says in verse number 20, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you. He said, don't rejoice that you can rebuke something. Oh, boy, God. But rather rejoice. Oh! I hear people say all the time, well, I hope I make it. Listen to me. If it's up to me, I'm not making it. If it's up to me living it, I'm not making it. I won't make it in. If it's up to my walk to be straight, and it's up to me to be straight, listen, this has been all over me. If it's up to my walk and I've got to perform, I'm going to hell. I can't do it. I can't live by that. I can't live by the law. I can't live through them things. I cannot do it. It puts a burden on somebody. I can't do it. You can't either. Your best days is filthy rags. And I don't know why people think that when they get saved, then their rags ain't filthy no more. Friends, tonight, you're always filthy rags. I'm that tonight. My righteousness is filthy rags. But the blood of Jesus that's applied to my life changed it all. It changed it all. And if I've got to do this, I will not make it. I will not make it if it's up to me. I'm going to falter. I'm going to fail. I'm going to do these things, and you are too. So what's going to guarantee me a spot in heaven? That thou shalt confess with thy Jesus, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead. If you believe in the resurrection, that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. What? Nobody's getting in no other way. No other way. Because guess what? There's things in your life that would condemn you right now to hell. The person you might think's the perfect in here, it would condemn you to hell. What's in your heart, probably. Let me tell you, mine it would be. Mine it would be. Man, I try to walk a chalk line. I try my best to do what the Bible says and do what the Bible. I try my best. Man, there's days my best ain't no good. My best ain't no good. And if he was going to take my salvation, he done took it 175,000 times. And he'd have the right to take it. But you know what? He don't look on me. When God looks down from heaven, you know what he sees? There he is, the blood of Jesus Christ applied to his life. There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in. In. You're in Christ. I'm not out here. I'm in Christ. When he looks down, he don't see me. He sees Christ Jesus. He sees the blood. And I don't know about you, but that's joy that comes from that. There's joy that comes from that. Well, preacher, you sure do preach the other way. Listen, no, I want you to walk a line. Amen. I want to walk a line. But I got to understand that no matter how tight a line I walk, it won't get me to heaven. Does everybody know that? We may not have a congregation left when we get through tonight. I'm just going to preach Bible, though. Listen to me. I can walk that line just as tight as you can walk it. But it won't get me to heaven. And I got to remember that 19 years ago, when I got locked up, and 15 years ago when I met Jesus Christ, it wasn't by the way I'm walking. And I got to remember, when I got saved, 2 or 3 years after I got saved, it wasn't all cakewalks. If you'd have seen me, you'd have said, he's lost still. There may be something. And today you may look at me and you may say, oh, he may. Listen, I'm not where I used to be. I'm not perfect. But I'm not where I used to be. I'm not where I want to be. But I'm sure not where I used to be. And when I get up every morning, there's a joy in my life. And his name is Jesus Christ. And if I lay that head on that pillow tonight and I don't wake up in the morning, I just want y'all to know this. You don't have to ask anybody. I'm telling you right now, I'm in heaven. I'm not hoping to go. I'm not hoping I'm doing enough to get there, because I'm going to heaven. Because I've done what the Bible said. And that's all I can do, and that's all you can do. So I see that. Let me show you this. Let me show you. I don't want to leave you there. Let me show you this in Luke chapter number 10. And if you will, in verse number 20, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. All right, let me give you this. Acts chapter number 20, verse number 28. Turn with me there. Acts chapter number 20, verse number 28. I want to show you this. Acts 20, 28. When I'm talking about your name is written in heaven, it's because when you called on the name of the Lord, you was purchased by the blood of Jesus. You weren't purchased by no goat, bulls, works. You was purchased by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Man, that is joy tonight. Man, there would be somebody doing some laps around this place. That one been sitting there saying, I hope I go to heaven. Hope I've done enough. Oh, glory to God. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God. Feed them. Which he, being Jesus Christ, hath purchased with his own blood. He purchased you. If you've called on the name of the Lord and you've been saved, he's purchased you. He's put a price tag on you and he's purchased you. Amen, brother. Brother, you know where I'm coming from tonight. You know it gets slippery sometimes. Can I get a witness? Man, try to do the best you can do. Trying to walk the best you can walk. And you see everybody else walking and everybody else is doing. And it seems like they got it all set up and all together. And every time you try to make a step, you fall. And that ain't the God I serve, man. Listen to me tonight. Who he's saved tonight. Who he's washed tonight. Man, he's growing people. Listen to this tonight. Not only did he purchase you by the blood, but he protects you by the blood. He protects you by that blood. I say all the time, you do too, the devil can't come against the what? The bloodline. He can't. If you apply the blood, he will pass. He will pass over. I'm talking about your soul tonight, your heart. Let me give you this tonight. Turn with me, if you will, to 2 Timothy 2:19. I told you, get in the Word of God, you'll get a shout. Amen. Listen, church folk that have been in church all their life, they believe in works. They believe you can work. But you take old boy like me, man, been in the pits of hell, come on. Hey, I know I ain't good enough to work it out. And he said, by the way, he says, work out your own salvation. That don't mean just, okay, work it. You know what I mean? That means work it out. Not working weights. Work it out. Work it out. When he told that, he said, work out your own salvation. That means work it out. Get in there, work it out. Get stronger in your salvation. Get stronger in what you believe. Get stronger in it. Let me show you this tonight in 2 Timothy 2:19. Is everybody still with me tonight? Amen. I done got carried away up here. Sister Dolores, well, I'm going to get carried away. Mm-hmm. I remember them singing that. 2 Timothy 2:19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. The foundation of God standeth sure. What are you built on? The cornerstone, the rock, God, foundation. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. It's a seal. How is it sealed? It's sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. He knows. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity or depart from sin. What does that mean, preacher? That means I should avoid it and I should stay away from it to the best of my ability. But you know what, old sin, it comes knocking at your door, don't it? Just like that bird. Y'all was out there the other night. Y'all wasn't in here. I was sitting there on the couch. I'd been mowing all day and weed eating, and I come in. And man, when I come in the house, Brandy had been cooking. I said, "What is that stinking smell?" And she said, "I don't smell it. What are you talking about?" And I sat on the couch every time I looked at the kitchen. I was like, "That stinks." I'm thinking, "What has she cooked?" I'm like, man. I said, "Y'all don't smell that?" And her and Kelly said, "No, I don't smell nothing." Kelly walked by, and she walked back by, and she said, "What is on your shoulder?" And when I looked, a bird had pooped right on my shoulder. How many people does that happen to, literally? I mean, honestly? Honestly? How many people does that happen to? Not very many. But you know, you can't help that stuff gets on you. You can't. There's sometimes this is going to come to your doorstep and ain't nothing you can do about it. You're going to have to ask God for forgiveness. Say, "Lord God, forgive me," and keep marching on. When I took that shirt off, guess what now? It leaves a stain. When I took that shirt off, I could smell it on my skin. I said, "Hold the baby. Hey, the baby, fix, throw him up there in it." Somebody here tonight's been all in it. I went in there and took a shower and got out. Scrubbed it. Antibacterial soap, scrubbed it. I got a can of Lysol. My wife's got a nose on her. You know what I'm talking about? About like watching a bank account. If it comes out, she knows it. I mean, I've just swiped it. I ain't even got to the car yet. She's like, "Wait, why'd you buy Tractor Supply? How'd you know I was at Tractor Supply?" It come on the email. You know what I'm talking about? See, that's the same way God is. You ain't even got away with it yet. He doesn't know about it. I took that Lysol and I sprayed that shoulder. And I sprayed it. And I sprayed it. And I sprayed it. Until I didn't smell it no more. Tonight I wonder who's got something in their life. And they said, "Man, my joy's been robbed. Man, I ain't got a bit of joy, preacher. Man, I'm about ready to quit anyway. I ain't got a bit of joy." You'll quit what you're doing if you ain't got no joy in your life. You will. Get to a place and you go into work and you get tired of working there. It won't be long. You'll quit. Something else will come around, give you a little bit more happiness, and you'll go there. What am I going to do, preacher? You've got to get it off of you. And sometimes changing the clothes you got on ain't enough. You may have to scrub it and scrub it and scrub it in prayer. Pleading the blood of Jesus over whatever's on your life. He says tonight that not only does He cover us in the blood. Turn with me to Jude verse number 24. I want to show you this. Jude verse number 24. I want to show you this. Not only are we purchased by the blood, not only are we protected by the blood, but there's going to come a day in a believer's life that He's going to present you by the blood of Jesus Christ. All He accepts is the blood. It's the only token He accepts. Jude 24 says, "Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy." There's that joy. "That He is able to keep you from falling and to present you before the Lord. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen." We see that joy comes from the Word of God. Joy comes from God's salvation. And we see that joy comes from knowing your name is written in heaven. And the last point is this. Joy comes from answered prayers. From answered prayers. What if you always prayed and never got an answer? And tonight, when I give you this last point, here's what I want you to do. If you got a pen, write it down. I want you to write down something, because I'm talking about joy being full. I want you to write down something. I'm fixing to take you to a text in the Bible. Something that you want God to move on. Something that you want God to move on. Something that you say, Lord God, this is a prayer that I'm going to pray to you. And Lord, I ask you to move on this in my life. When was the last time you asked God to do something and he didn't do it? Never. He's always answered. We have not because we ask not. Turn with me, if you will, to John chapter number 16 and verse number 24. And our last point closing out tonight, John 16, verse number 24. Joy comes from answered prayers. Joy also comes from the Holy Ghost, by the way. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit that we have in our life. But in John 16, 24, I want to read this to you. I want you to write down whatever you want God to do. I don't know if you're aware or not, but at the beginning of the year, we prayed that God would save a multitude of people. We did. Y'all remember that? Since February the 21st, just this group, this place here and where we minister, 39 people has come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. 39 people since February the 21st. That's a prayer that's been answered. Lord, save people. Brother Jake said it years ago, just one more. Who would ever thought 39 since February the 21st? Started with Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie Gunner. That's where it started at. That was the first one. He says tonight, I don't know what you wrote down, but you write down believing that he's going to answer it. By the way, if I wrote it down, I wouldn't write down nothing little. I wouldn't write down nothing little. I wouldn't write down, Lord, I pray you give me $20. Lord, give me $100. You can find $100 laying on the ground at track meet, Kaylee. That's simple. That's easy. Whatever that mountain is in your life right now that won't move, how about writing that down? He's a big God, and he can answer big requests. I know y'all think I'm crazy. If I just went to tell you some things that I've prayed about and I've asked God to move on, not nothing for me in my life, but for other individuals and how God's moved. And every time you pray for this, it's never been for something little. It's always been for something big. He says in verse number, if you will, 24, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name? He said, you've not asked nothing in my name yet. You're looking for something, but you've not asked. He said, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name? Ask. Ask. That ain't hard, is it? And ye shall receive. That your joy may be full. When I got saved, I thought I'd always be who I was at that moment. But that's not who I am no more. Now I'm in Christ Jesus. Same as you are tonight. If you're saved, you're in Christ Jesus. He said, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask that you may receive that your joy may be full. Seeing the ones I love, loving my Jesus. seeing the ones I love, loving my Jesus. When we started out on January the 9th, we was on a fast. It started that fast. Brandy told it in testimony, started that fast, was going to start it. And Katie said, Daddy, I ain't never been on one. Can I go on one too? I said, hey, if the Lord's leading, let's go. Let's do it. She said, I want to do it with you. I said, come on, hop on, we'll go. He said, you treat it like that, man. Yeah, that's what he said to do. He said, these only come out by prayer and fasting, asking, fasting. We got about 5 days in, and it wasn't a cakewalk. Kaylee said, Daddy, whoo. I said, you in it now, son. We in it. We're already in it. We might as well keep on going on. We'd set a 21-day fast out before us. 21 days. You said, why are you going to hold her to that? Why are you going to? Because she didn't make that obligation to me. We made it to God. We walked 21 days. Here's what we fasted for. I can tell you now because the fast is over. Here's what we fasted for. We fasted for Brandy and baby Ryder. That he would be, that she would be healthy, he'd be healthy, and everything go good. That's what we fasted for. 21-day fast ended. We was done. God answered on February the 12th. Everything didn't go good in my eyes, but the main thing I prayed for, that Brandy and baby Ryder would be okay, God answered. What if you wanted to? I don't know. I just know he put it on my heart on January the 9th. That's all I know. And we prayed and we fasted. And I want you to know, when I come back home with my wife and my son, and my daughter drives them down the road, and I'm in front in her car, I was grinning from ear to ear. My joy was full because I seen the hand of God. You know, when you go in to have a baby, it's supposed to be cakewalks. No problems, no issues, no nothing. Everything's supposed to be happy times. You're supposed to be giving out cigars. Bubblegum cigars, that is. You're supposed to be having fun. Everything's supposed to be cool. Why'd you fast before that? I don't know. I just know what God spoke to my heart. And they may be tonight, your joy may be robbed by many things. But I promise you tonight one thing, that joy comes from the Word of God. Joy comes from the salvation that's in your life. Joy comes from knowing your name is written in heaven. And joy comes, listen to me tonight, when your prayers are answered. If you was a Christian and you went your whole life and you never got one prayer you prayed answered, it would be hard to follow him, wouldn't it? It would be. But every once in a while, you be praying, he'll just throw you a gold nugget here, gold one there, a little here, a little there. You know what that does? That keeps you marching on. That keeps you on the firing line. That keeps that joy full in your life. Tonight, if your joy ain't full, I'd search them things in my life. And I don't know when the last time it was you said, Lord God, I thank you that my name's written in heaven. I thank you tonight that my name is written in heaven. If I've got nothing else to have joy over, that's worth it all. That my name is written in heaven. If tonight your name's not written in heaven, you can do something about it by calling on the name of the Lord. Tonight, if your joy ain't where it needs to be, you can do something about it. Because everything that's written down is offered to everybody that'll ever have breath coming through their lungs. Tonight, my question is this. How is your joy tonight? Father, I love you and I thank you.